This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There is a debate happening right now that I have seen, I have heard a number of times, but I experienced it for the first time over this weekend. The debate about grown men wearing sports jerseys. So I didn't know that this was like, I thought it was one of those dumb things we argue about on social media, but apparently this conversation is taking place specifically and primarily, and you know I love you ladies, especially those of you that are Armada members, because you know ball. That's why you're here. But specifically amongst the non-sports inclined women of America. So this past weekend, had an appointment on Friday morning. The lady friend got off of work on Friday and she said, you know what, it's a long weekend. I would like to go sit and drink rum on the beach. And I said, I can make that happen. So we decided spontaneously last minute on Friday to throw the dogs in the car and head on down to the lovely Florida Panhandle and spend a couple of days sipping and enjoying the sunshine on America's most beautiful beaches. And so we did just that. Well, of course, my family lives down there. And on Saturday, after a few hours in the sunshine, because my family is there, we said, well, let's go get dinner. And then we'll go get drinks with the little brother and his wife. So we did. Well, the sister-in-law had a couple of her longtime friends in town. So it ended up being a group of myself, my wife, my little brother, his wife, and two of her friends. Well, it being Saturday, the lady friend and I haven't been on the beach for a number of hours that morning. Rob decided to go out. He is going to be lazy. I got nobody to impress. I don't live in this town. The only person I care about is with me, and she does not care if I wear a jersey. So Rob Brown adorned to go out, as he does when he goes back to Florida, a Greenville Triumph jersey, which is customized with my own name and number. So we were out at the bar, and one of the girls that was with the brother's wife, my sister-in-law, one of the girls says, oh, do you play for that team? And I said, no, I'm just a big fan. I'm in the supporters section. I play the drums at their games. They're just my soccer team that I love to support. And she said, oh, you don't play for them. I said, no, I do not. And she said, well, then why are you wearing their jersey? To which I responded, because I like the team, because I am a fan, and because it says Greenville Triumph on the crest. And even though I am from here, I do like going out in my Greenville sports stuff, because of the number of times I've been stopped by people that go, tell me about that team, or, oh, hey, I'm from South Carolina, or, as has happened a couple of times when I've worn my drive jersey back home, by people that go, hey, I am also a fan and want to have a conversation about it, and I love talking to people out in public, so that's a conversation starter. And this young lady who, and I will give her credit, we had a number of other conversations throughout the evening. We had been out a couple of hours at this point. And she and I were kind of ribbing each other back and forth. We were just having a good time. She's a nice girl. She says, I just think it's so cringe, which is a verb and also an adjective, I guess. She said, I just think it's so cringe when dudes wear jerseys of teams they're not on.
Did you ask her if she's ever worn a band t-shirt?
I'm coming to that. Okay. I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm coming to that. So, coincidentally enough, because Big Brother is always watching and listening, last night, the wife and I got home from our weekend roadie down to the beach. We got home about 8 o'clock last night, so I sat down on the couch after we got the car unpacked and the dogs all situated. I got set up on the couch in the Bro Cave to partake in a little NBA and NHL playoffs. I didn't get to watch a lot over the weekend. I listened to a lot of it on the radio. I took in a lot of YouTube video highlight packages and whatnot, but you know, I got some sports ball games to catch up on from the weekend. So, as I sat down, I did what I normally do at night, which is I put one game on the big TV, one game on the slightly less big TV, and then whatever else is going on the baby TV off on the side, and then I start getting the show ready for the next day. And so I popped onto social media because, you know, that's where the people are talking about the sport, to see what was going on in the public perception of sport. I figured there was going to be a lot because of the announcement of the college football playoffs going to the straight seeding, because there's a lot going on in the NFL with rookie minicamps coming to their conclusion and everybody starting to look forward to camp and evaluate draft picks. And of course, Major League Baseball is in the heat of the meat and potatoes of the season right now. Maybe not the most dramatic, but certainly the most impactful stretch of baseball, yada, yada, yada. And so I started cruising around the social media universe. And one of the things that I do is I go to Instagram and I scroll through reels, because sports shows across America take impactful segments and they clip them up and they put 45, 60, 1 minute, 2 minute segments together and they put them up on social media. And there was a conversation going on 680 The Score in Atlanta, Georgia, that happened to be about this exact same topic. There is a show in Atlanta that features a gentleman as the host and two young ladies that I don't know if they are co-hosts or if they are contributors or what. But the one of the two young ladies brought up that she also finds it to be cringe when grown men wear jerseys. And it escalated as the young man hosting the show was actively wearing an Atlanta Braves Ronald Acuna Jr. jersey. It turned into this conversation. Now, it is a bit of a lengthy clip, but I wanted to make sure I allowed the full debate to get in, and then I would like to get your thoughts on it. And I clicked the wrong button. Hold, please, 680 The Score, while I get everything settled up. Dadgummit. So many buttons. So many buttons. So the conversation goes with this lady effectively saying it's not cool for dudes to wear jerseys. And bro says, so, I got a couple of different thoughts.
I want my time back. You made me listen to, how annoying, judgmental, and stupid was that?
So I had a couple of responses. Number one, as you know, I'm 5 years removed from the dating game, and a lot can change in pop culture in 5 years. I don't remember this being a conversation when I was in the game. And that's from somebody who has worn jerseys for a long time. But I do know the conversation has been going on for a long time because I have a very dear friend who lives down in Mobile, Alabama, big Alabama Crimson Tide guy, who is very anti-jersey with the take of it is weird to wear another man's name on your back. However, if you wear a jersey that does not have another man's name on the back, it's just a shirt. Which, all right, again, like I still think that's a little insecure, and I've told him that before. I still think that's a little insecure, but at least I can understand where you were coming from. But the first thought that I had was exactly the same as the first thought that Lonzo had, which is, and I don't mean to generalize or stereotype, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, But, ma'am, if you've ever worn a Taylor Swift shirt or a Stevie Nicks shirt or any of these other iconic women in entertainment, of Hoopst shirts I have worn, do wear, etc., Tay-Tay don't know you exist either. Okay? Stevie Nicks doesn't know you exist either. That's a really dumb argument. Second off, and this is where I would have the conversation with the young fellas out there. Young Bucks, listen to Uncle Rob for just a minute. Women are awesome, all right? I'm a big fan personally. They're awesome. And I think it is not just cool, but important to be a feminist, all right? To fight on behalf of equality for everyone. I'm good with that. But this is toxic. This is toxic. Even for old Liberob the Woke Warrior, this is toxic. This whole concept is toxic. And I will give you the reaction that I had that was so violent in me that I broke one of my cardinal rules of social media browsing for the sake of the show, which is don't comment. Don't read the comments. Don't leave a comment. Don't reply to comments. The chief mistake that this young lady made in this situation is thinking that for a good and gosh darn second, any dude who wants to wear a jersey, Braves, Falcons, Saints, Tigers, Gamecocks, whatever, should give a fraction of a second of thought to anyone who has this take. Who cares? Who cares? I have never once strapped on a jersey outside of maybe a few of my high school playing days. I have never once strapped on a jersey as a fan and thought to myself, oh, I wonder what the ladies are going to think about this. I don't care. I never cared.
It's not just the ladies. There are some guys that are judgmental about that too. We've had some of them working in this building, maybe even having worked on this station. And when I put my clothes on in the morning or I lay them out the night before, I could care less what anyone else thinks about it. I'm wearing it because I like it. And I get it if you're – I've been married 32 years, so I don't know about this dating game thing that you speak of. But I don't think everyone's as judgmental as that girl is. I'd like to believe that most people are open-minded and don't have that kind of an attitude.
And
it's probably an optimistic belief, but I just don't think everyone's like that.
I very much am envious of the Emperor of Optimism, Lonzo, and living in the world where he gives credit to human beings for positivity because I'm out of it. What I will say is this, again, don't care. And it is a conversation. And I will say that I think a lot of people who have this opinion only have this opinion because other people on the internet have the opinion. Hey, listen, groupthink is real. Crowdthink is real. Mob mentality is real. It's a phenomenon. It's a real thing. And so I think it is one of those things that a lot of people have this take because other people have this take. But if you genuinely have this take, that's okay. I live in the real world. I understand that there are times where I do have to select clothing based on the outward impression that it will give to people. If I am going to go out and go try to, say, and for instance, sell this show to some people, there are some people that I know, you know what, I need to go home and I need to put on nice slacks and a collared shirt and do my hair and trim up the facial hair, yada, yada, yada. And then there are other people that if I'm going to go sell this show with one of our salespeople, I'm going to show up in a jersey with my name on the back because I know this guy's a big sports guy and he's going to go, yo, dope jersey and you have it personalized. I get all that. I understand all that. But it was the first time this weekend that I had somebody tell me, and again, not in the dating game, was literally sitting next to my wife during this conversation. But she said, I find it so cringe when dudes wear jerseys of teams that they're not on. Ladies, let me clue you in on something real quick.
Was this lady like 18 or 19?
She was probably in her mid-20s,
okay, cause, I think. Because saying cringe, so cringe is kind of, I think that's
yeah, I mean, listen, passe. I can't bust on people for saying things that are lesser than their age scale. I do it all the time. No cap.
In my mind, she sounds like a Valley girl. So That's just like so cringe. I don't know why you wear the jersey.
It's a very popular pop culture expression. It is what it is. My takeaway from that moment, though, was, ladies, let me give you a bit of advice. I gave some to the Young Bucks. Let me give some to you. Here's my advice. At the end of the day, all men, yes, even the most successful amongst us, even the powerful ones, the rich and famous ones, at the end of the day, every now and then you just got to let us be a dude. All right, just let us be. If you let us be a boy every now and then, we're going to be a better man for it. If you make us repress that side of us, if you make us repress the side of us that loves baseball and wants to wear a jersey and go play catch, if you repress, I saw a clip the other day that was going around on social and just women dunking on this guy. It was this lady and she posted a clip of her and her guy at the beach. She's like, we went to the beach. I packed everything up. He shows up. He opens a bag up. I'm like, what's he going for? This dude pulled out an RC bulldozer and was building piles of sand on the beach with a remote control.
So yeah. Cool.
I'm like, dude, that's awesome. That guy's having the time of his life. And what this lady who posted her husband to get blasted by other ladies on social media doesn't understand that if she just lets this dude go play with his little RC bulldozer and build sand castles with it, when it's time to go home and be a man at night, that dude's going to be in the best mood of his life. He just had a ball. But if you put him on blast on the internet, he's going to have to repress that side. He's going to be an angry dude for the rest of it. Just let us be a bro. And if that means we want to throw on a Ronnie jersey because Ronnie helped us win our last World Series we're probably ever going to see in my freaking lifetime, then let us be a dude. Let us get that boyish side out, and then we'll be a better man the rest of the ride. Fellas, if you want to wear a gosh darn jersey, wear the gosh darn jersey with pride. I'm doing it right now. Let's take a break. We'll come back here in a minute. Let's do an audio blitz. Let's take a listen to some of the audio we've picked up over the past couple of days on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did not get to spend as much time on this last week as I would have liked or that we should have. So, hey, never too late to get to the good stuff. John Skipper is the former Skipper, president of ESPN. And John Skipper, every now and then, makes an appearance on the Pablo Finds Out podcast. It is a podcast done by former ESPN personality Pablo Torres, which, depending on the crowd you're talking to, has a mixed reception. I really enjoy it. I will also acknowledge that over the past couple of weeks, I think my boy Pablo has been going a little hard in the paint on the hoodie story, but I also understand.
So he's kind of aligned with your way of thinking. So, I mean, but that's why you watch something or you listen to something, because they're into what you're into.
Maybe fair, maybe not. I just think, honestly, he does a good sports talk show. And no, I don't have a problem with politics mixing in my sports. I don't do it on the show because I know most of you do. I don't have a problem with it. In my own personal consumption of sports media, it is fine with me. So, Pablo Torres has John Skipper on every now and then, the former president of ESPN, and every now and then, John Skipper will drop an interesting little nugget on the direction of sports broadcasting from his experience in his time running the four-letter network, the decisions that were made when he was in charge and why, and the outcomes that those decisions will have on those of us that consume our product via the four-letter, which for a lot of sports, you don't have a choice. You just don't, right? You want half of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, you got to go to the four-letter. You want a huge chunk of college football, including Southeastern Conference football, You got to go to the four letter. I'm not saying that in a negative or a positive. I'm just saying that is the reality of the world. So John Skipper had his finger in that metaphorical pie for a very long time before he was ultimately out. So he goes on the Pablo Finds Out pod every now and then and drops a little nugget. Like this one that he dropped about a week ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
John Skipper says, as you all know, we talked about this a little bit last week too. ESPN is coming out with a new streaming platform. I do not know what it is going to be called yet. I assume that they will just transfer the ESPN Plus moniker to it, but it is priced at $29.99 a month. And for that $29.99 a month, there will be one destination which you can go to for all of the ESPN broadcasting content. ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPNU, the SEC Network, ACC Network, etc., etc., etc. But Skip says that's not all that app will be, because you always have to be growing the bottom line. You always have to be increasing the margins. You have an obligation to your shareholders to create more value, to make things worth more. And the only way to do that is to get more money flowing in. So they'll do the $29.99 a month. It will stay that way for a while. But Skip says, do not be shocked if down the line there is not a price increase of that $29.99, although let's be real, there will be, because that's how the streaming services operate. You sign up, you get that fee, and then, you know, next year it's going to go up by $3 more a month, and then three after that, and yada, yada, yada. So that'll eventually go up. But up front, the $29.99 will remain the same. But Skip says, in order to increase the value of that product, it will be $29.99 a month to get all of the regular programming. But do not be shocked if down the line they start using a pay-per-view model for the biggest products that ESPN offers. One of those products is, and obviously, the college football playoffs. And he uses the Georgia-Alabama game as an example, which makes sense. The Southeastern Conference and all of its affiliated teams, their broadcast rights are owned by ESPN, meaning that ESPN has the right to broadcast those games. And so if we do get to the middle of the football season, and would you look at that, 6-0 Georgia taking on 6-0 Alabama, there are playoff implications on the line, ESPN would say, well, we know you paid the $29.99 a month, but this game is so big that if you want to watch it, you got to give us a little something else. You got to add a little more to the pot. And we'll tell you what, we'll keep it cheap. We'll make it $4. Because here's the thing. If you said it's $29.99 a month, and that every now and then for the highest caliber sporting events that I wanted to watch, it would just be an extra $3.99 a month. That in and of itself, like, okay, for a Georgia-Bama, if that was my only option, I guess that is an option, right? For like big games, college football playoff games, I might even be willing to go, all right, you're looking at 8 opening round games. Let's say it's $4 per game pay-per-view. That means it's $32 for me to watch the college football playoff opening round its entirety. Now, obviously, we're not talking about round two where we got four games, round three where we got two games, round four where we got one more game. And oh, by the way, let's keep it a buck. If they're willing to charge you $4 a game for the quarterfinals, we all know that they're going to charge you $10 to watch the Natty down the line if they have the exclusive rights to it. Am I right? Of course I am. The only point that I'm making here is very simply, if you have not believed me the multitude of times I have told you in the past, college football is not fan-centric. It is at your school. Your school on game day is fan-centric. They want to create the most exhilarating, exciting, entertaining, engaging, and other E-wordsing possible environment for you. But they do that to get you to come and buy tickets and camp out and tailgate and spend money at the businesses and give money to the school and yada, yada, yada. When it comes to the product that we get on television, our entertainment via the game, it is not fan-centric. Because it was fan-centric, you look and you go, wait a minute, ESPN currently holds a broadcast rights agreement with the college football playoff that is valued right now at $1.2 billion per year. They got to get that back somehow. And they know that more than likely, assuming that the product doesn't stink, that we're all willing to pay a little bit extra to make it happen. Or something else happens, which is the rise of illegal streaming sites. And if they start hemorrhaging viewers to those sites and it starts showing up in the annual ratings where they go, we're losing X tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of viewers of these games to streaming sites, they're going to start charging more. All of a sudden, that Bama Georgia game that is maybe $4 at the get, now all of a sudden that's a $12 ball game if you want to watch it. $29.90. You know what it is? It's kind of like these NFL teams, and this is something I despise, but we're willing to pay for it. It's only a bad business plan if people aren't willing to pay for it. It's kind of like, and I know we are talking about the football team that we cover here on the show, but it is what it is. It's kind of like these NFL teams that sell PSLs, personal seat licenses, right? They sell you the PSL for X thousand dollars a year. And all the PSL does is then give you the right to then buy a season ticket. You got to buy the PSL, which allows you to then buy a season ticket. It's a dumb concept. But it works because people buy them. This is only going to work if we keep watching. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm probably going to watch. Partially because it's my job, partially because I love college football more than I love most of the people in my life. And that's a lot. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But I heard this from Skip. And what I heard was not, this is a possibility down the line. What I heard was, this is an inevitability. Much like when they went to 12... I said, it is inevitable we are going to 16. The question is not if we go to 16. The question is, when do we go to 16? And based on the reports coming out over the last 5 days, it would appear that that answer is next season. Now, I'm not going to say it is an inevitability that we go to 24. I would say it's a probability. Definitely a possibility, maybe a probability. It was always inevitable to go to 16. Get four more teams in there, make it a full round robin for round one, and get more games to charge more dollars. That was always an inevitability. I don't know that 18 is inevitable or 24 is inevitable because, again, I think as with every product, there is a saturation point where you go, okay, we are not going to, by having more games, get more viewers. This is our cap. Let's leave it here. Let's just get the most we can out of what we have. But this to me, when I heard Skip say this, immediately felt like an inevitability to me. At some point, college football, you know, that game that is always better than the NFL because it's not a business, because it's fan-centric, because it's about the pride and the pageantry and the tradition and yada, 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 yada. You know all that stuff? Yeah, no, it's not. No, it's not. I would not be shocked to see this $29.99 for this year, and I would not be shocked next year if we saw during the regular season a game or two experimented with a pay-per-view model, and then the entire college football playoff move to a pay-per-view model. Because, once again, the desire is not to make the best product for the fans. The desire is not to make sure that all of us every year go, yes, it's football season. Time for all of us to sit down and spend 16 weeks plus the playoffs enjoying our favorite thing. The goal is to get as many of us forking over as many dollars as many times as they can get us to do it. And the thing is, this will work.
So I still have Dish Network, so I have a sports package with that, which I have to pay a bunch to get a bunch of networks. So if I only had to pay pay-per-view for each Ohio State game, each Gamecock game that I wanted to watch, and wouldn't have to pay for the ACC network or the Longhorn network or any of those other ones that I could care less about, I might be okay with that.
Maybe, but the way that this sets up is that, because again, we are not talking about your school, we are talking about your conference here, because the conference's broadcast rights are owned, not your school. This would be the Big Ten equivalency of this would be if next year Fox Sports decides to go with a all-inclusive streaming flat platform. And Fox Sports says, hey, our platform is $29.99 a month. And with that $29.99 a month, you get access to all of Fox Sports programming. That includes all of the Big Ten programming. But that $29.99 a month then gives you the right to purchase Ohio State games at, let's say, $4 a pop in the regular season and $10 per game in the postseason. You might be looking at adding something like $250 just for Ohio State football games on pay-per-view. And oh, by the way, let's say you're a Buckeye guy, but you're a football guy, and you like to keep tabs on Michigan in the run-up to the game. Hypothetically, you say, I want to see what Michigan's doing in the lead up to the game. I want to see if they, maybe it looks like they know some signs or something, just saying, not saying, and you want to keep tab. Well, guess what? The Michigan games are a separate pay-per-view, meaning if you're a Buckeye who likes to keep tabs on the bad guys and you want to watch Michigan games, not only is it $4 a week to watch your Buckeyes take on Akron, but now Michigan's playing Sparty. That's a big game. That's a rivalry game for them, too. Maybe it's not as big, but a rivalry game nonetheless. You want to watch Michigan State, Michigan? You got to pay another $4 for that one, too. Now you're in the whole $8 to watch two games instead of just being able to turn on the TV and scroll around whatever game that you want to watch. All of that is, we can talk about all the hypotheticals about how this sets up from Fox to ESPN and pay-per-view for top 25 games, but not pay-per-view for when you're not playing, blah, 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 blah. All that's hypothetical. What's not a hypothetical is, I don't think John Skipper, I mean, he may have some sour grapes towards ESPN for his departure and his loss of a very cushy presidency of that company, but what he's saying here does not feel outlandish or ridiculous to me. I would not be shocked if some point in the very near future, as soon as potentially next season, your big games are a la carte pay-per-view on top of your base program just to have the platform to watch it on. We'll find out. Now, if anything in the world was worth a subscription and a pay-per-view cost, I guess it would be technically be pay to listen to Lonzo Sports Flash.
Yeah, because if it was pay to watch, then it would be OnlyFans.
Stream
you
is
know,
free. Facebook.
I would not do that. The Atlanta Braves will open a three-game divisional set against Philadelphia on the road this evening. Atlanta dropped 3 of 4 against the Padres to move them 2 games back of .500. Spencer Strider is expected to get the nod today against Ranger Suarez. The Oklahoma City Thunder are 1 win away from an NBA Finals appearance after a 128-126 win over Minnesota last night. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 40, and Jalen Williams had 34. And now the Thunder are up 3 games to 1 with Game 5 tomorrow night in OKC. Carolina Hurricanes staved off elimination with a 3-0 win over the Florida Panthers last night. The defense was a highlight, allowing just 20 shots, all of them stopped by Frederick Anderson. Carolina is in the hole 3-1 and will try to continue the series at home tomorrow night. Hour number 4 of the Rob Brown Show is next, right here on The Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.